Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome to the fifth episode of Tech Talks, the student-led podcast that gives an inside look into the students, faculty, events, and much, much more involving the Northeast Tech community. I'm your host, Tyler Kick, and today I'm joined by a very special guest from the culinary program on our campus. She is a first-year student who just so happens to be one of my really good friends from a really long time ago. So everyone, please join me in welcoming the one and the only Kaylee Weeks Marshall. Kaylee, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. So are you excited to finally be on the podcast?
Sure. Like,
yeah. We've talked about this for a while.
Yeah, we have.
So, listeners, I carpool with Kaylee every morning, and it's funny because I didn't even ask her to be on the podcast. Her instructor was the one who was like, get her on the podcast. So that's good. That's exciting. So I'm glad you can finally make it on. And we're just going to go ahead and we're just going to go get started. I introduced you a little bit. First year from culinary, super exciting stuff. But what do you have to say about yourself? Like, why are you sitting in front of me? Why do you think your instructor put you here?
I think his main reason of putting me here was because we're really close friends. Yeah. And he knew that. He's met you quite a few times as well.
Yeah.
If Tyler tries and everything, but...
Yeah. Okay, so, but, like, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what are you involved in? Like, why are you here?
Well, I'm 17. I am a junior from Claremore, and I'm involved in skills here. I'm involved with FFA at my high school. I'm in both NTHS here at Tech, and I'm in NHS at my high school as well.
Wow. That is four different CTSOs you're a part of. That must be a lot. How do you, like, dedicate time to each of them?
It depends because FFA and my NHS takes quite a bit out of Tech. So, like, there's something coming up for NHS here at Tech, and I can't even go to it because it has the same day as my competition for FFA. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of have to pick and choose on which one to go to.
Do you prioritize FFA then?
I do prioritize FFA.
So you've told me a little bit about FFA like before, you know, everything, because I mean, I've known you for a while. I know you're huge in FFA, and FFA is a big part to you. So can you tell us a little bit about your connection with FFA and why it's so important to you?
I started FFA back in my eighth grade year. That's the earliest you can start at Claremore. And I just grew a connection with it. I had to take the intro class twice because it's required. And throughout the class, I've done multiple different things. I've done welding, I've done plant and soil science, I've done communications, which is what I am a team of. I go to competition for that, and I've just loved the basics of it and everything else.
So what all is what you do in FFA?
Right now, the only class I'm in at during FFA is agriculture communications, which is basically, it goes over photos, it goes over this huge book that goes over podcasts, stuff like this.
So basically what I do in my class.
Basically, but it has an agriculture standpoint in it.
Okay, so ag communications. I've heard of ag communications before, but it's literally just what I do here. It's just, it's all agriculture.
Yes.
So what, can you like kind of describe to me what exactly... Like, what exactly you do with that? Is it like, so you said taking pictures. Is it taking pictures for promotion for like agriculture businesses?
Be, yes.
Or okay. And then like podcasting, that's all just
podcasting. We tried to start a podcasting thing last year. It didn't work out because Boyer had, our ag teacher had forgotten about it.
Okay. Well, if I was there, I'm sure he wouldn't have forgotten about podcasting. So FFA, tell us about like, is it the people you've met there that have also made a big connection?
Yes.
To you? Is there any notable people you'd like to shout out pretty much?
Probably Mr. Boyer. I've been in his class for this will be the fifth year in a row. Okay. And I've taken his ag communications class twice now. Next year will be a third.
Okay.
And he's just been a really big part of my life.
Yeah. So he's like just like been there for you? Is it more of a personal thing or more of a professional thing? Or
both, most likely, yeah. He's been through, he has had like half of my relatives in his class before me.
Wow. So he already has like a deep connection with your family?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. So with FFA, since you seem pretty prioritized with it, you've talked to me personally about leaving tech because of it. Is that still something you're considering?
Most likely, yes, because of how my high school is wanting to do their schedule. I've already talked to Miss Ann Holmes about it, and I could still do tech if I really wanted to, but if I want to prioritize FFA as a career option, I have to prioritize FFA.
Yeah. So you'll have to leave culinary behind.
Yeah.
Are you making the most of your time here then?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing my best.
Yeah. And you're still doing skills and everything, is that?
From what I found out today, I am most likely still doing skills, but I did miss out on a huge test Thursday and Friday due to testing at my high school in an ag competition. It was worth like 25 points, I think, and I completely missed it and had no time at all to come down and take it.
Wow. Yeah, that Claremore testing is brutal. I remember having to do that last year, and that was having to miss out on school just to take a stupid test. ACTs, I'm not too huge on the ACT, you know, because it's like I hate that you have to guess your way through for an answer, mm-hmm. and that it's used by college boards and stuff to like evaluate you as a student. It just doesn't feel very fair to me with how, you know, actually being smart works, because some people are really bad test takers, but they really excel in other places. And especially when the ACT involves like educational guessing, and like I had a whole thing, like my junior year I had an assembly, I don't know if you guys have had it or not, but it's like they basically taught us for an hour how to guess on the ACT, and they didn't tell it, like they told us don't prepare for it, just guess.
So at the beginning of the year, they actually did do that. Wow. They did that assembly. I didn't have to go to it, though. The really? School didn't make me go because I would have missed tech. So they didn't make me go to it.
They made me miss tech for it.
They did not make me do it. They said there was no reason for me to miss tech.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, you avoided probably one of the most boring assemblies I've ever sat through.
Well, so many stupid assemblies.
It was good knowledge, and the speaker was really profound with her knowledge. Like, she used to work for the ACT stuff. I forget her name, but she was a really great speaker, and it was a really cool assembly, and I did learn a lot about the ACT, and I'm very confident it did help me get a better, air quotes, better ACT score than I thought I was going to get. But anyways, enough about the ACT and enough about my complaints about the ACT, because I could keep going forever. So you're a junior, and this is a really interesting perspective, because I like asking people about what their plans are after tech and after high school, but I get to ask you what you want to do for your senior year. And you've already talked about it a little bit with like FFA and everything, but since you're prioritizing FFA more strictly, are you gonna utilize that time to do something greater than that, or are you just gonna stick with FFA?
My goal is to work hard and get into the officer, to become an officer. I don't care which one it is, I just want to be an officer, and then I'd like to try and go for state office.
So you want to take that step and actually go and yes. be one of the, how many is it, 7-8 people?
I think it's 7.
From all across Oklahoma.
Yes.
To be in a state office. So the first episode of this podcast, I brought in Kinsey Klosseniel. Mm-hmm. She is a HOSA, or she's a health career student who's very big in HOSA. And she actually applied for HOSA state office. Mm. And something we talked about a lot was like, first year is actually understanding the steps to becoming a state officer, and it's going to be different outside of tech because you're working with a public high school and not a technical institution. But still, is there like, do you know the processes that you're going to have to go through for that?
So our ag teachers will post a application through, I don't remember what it is, but he'll email it to us. You have to basically fill that out. You can go to him for help. You can go to him for everything, basically. And as soon as you get those done, you go in and you do a sit-down interview. And then him and the other officers will decide on who's going to be the next officer team of our chapter.
And so that's your chapter?
Yes.
What about the state?
State is a huge, long process. We have Miss Meadowhiner. She is our chapter president. She is hoping to get into the state officer team for next year. And she is working very hard. I have no idea. I know she went in for interviews, I think, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I've actually met Meadowhiner, and she seems very, very excited about FFA and very open to it. Are you, like, good friends with her? Like, is she one of your inspirations for wanting to take this step?
She basically is. She's really nice. She's really open.
Okay.
She's just there for everybody as much as she can be.
Yeah. Shout out Meadowhiner. I don't know if she'll ever hear this. I think she's in my third hour. I might go tell her, hey, you're on my podcast. But yeah, that's awesome. I'm really happy that students can see that these opportunities exist, because I feel like that's one thing that a lot of people miss out on too much. Like BPA, which is Business Professionals of America. I've mentioned it on the podcast before. That's our CTSO. That's our FFA pretty much. And I really wish last year I applied for the state officer team, but I just didn't know what BPA was. And I really wish I took that step, because I'm really good friends with the president and the vice president. And so it was awesome seeing their growth. And it's like, man, I totally could have done that too. And I feel like every first year is capable of doing that. And every junior at a high school is capable of doing that. And every sophomore, freshman, you know, they have those powers within them. They just don't really realize it. And I just think it's a great thing how you're taking that step. You know, you understand that the opportunity is there and you're trying to take it. And so I'm really confident you will make something great out of it. And even if you don't get in, it's an amazing experience nonetheless. Like, that's something I feel like everyone can agree on.
It's a huge experience, because there is, like, I think there's like 300 applicants for state officer, maybe more. And then you have to basically work your way up through all of that.
Because it's like long voting processes and long, you know, many steps you have to take. Is it like an election thing?
I think so. I think it's either an election thing or it's a office, as I stated before, the previous office assigns.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that the previous office has a lot of influence. They definitely will, but still it is. How BPA works is it's by student election, but it's not like that for every CTSO.
That's what I was thinking. It's either by student election or the previous office decides.
Yeah.
I'm not too positive on that, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess nonetheless, still, you're going to have to put up with the process. So
Yeah,
it'd be great. Maybe talk to Meadow. Maybe, you know, ask her what she's having to do and, like, just have her help you, because I feel like she'll be very open to doing that.
She most likely will, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's all of the questions I had for you. I know this is a shorter episode, but it's cool getting to listen. You know, this was meant to be a culinary episode, but it kind of turned into an FFA episode. That's okay. If there's any other culinary students on the podcast who want to come on, who are maybe more involved with skills, you know, come, feel free to hit me up. But this podcast is about you. It's not about the thing you're a part of, so... is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to
add? I can go over what I do in skills.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go for it.
So my skills competition is over restaurant. So it's basically over front of house. And we have to set up, if you've walked through, like, the dining area by the snack bar, you've most likely seen it. It's a huge setup of silverware, glasses set up in a certain way. We sit there and we fold napkins. We'll go over the menu, try and memorize it, and we go over all the other stuff, and we have to do, like, math. We have to go through, do math. We have to put the tax in, everything that you would think of for front of house.
Yeah. I see you folding those napkins every time I go to break. It's kind of funny to watch.
I get so frustrated.
There's so,
at times.
So many napkins on that table, and you and who is it, Riley?
Riley Burka.
You and Riley just, like, sitting there, just, like, doing all these intricate folds, and I'm like, man, it feels like origami. It feels like watching someone do origami.
It basically is origami, just with no cutting, and it's all just...
It's all folds.
It's all folds and rolling and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We had a Last Wednesday, we went to the BOK Center and got a full back of house tour.
Okay.
And we met the executive chef. She's actually coming here Friday.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to do a huge demo over what? We have no idea. But she's coming. Everybody's excited for her.
That's good. That's exciting. Yeah, that'll be a great opportunity for your class, I think, to see a more like higher up professional in the kitchen actually work, and you get to see her process and how she thinks. Mm-hmm. And you talking about your experience and skills did bring another question to my mind, but how are you interested in so many of these like different varying things, do you think? Is there someone who's like shown you all these?
I think it's just me wanting to get more involved.
More involved?
Because it can also, getting involved can also look really good on your college applications and stuff like that. But getting involved gives me something to do in my passing time.
Yeah. And so like being a part of NTHS and NHS and FFA and skills and all these things, that's yes. Like just you getting involved and...
Basically, yes. I'd rather get involved than just sit there and not get involved.
Yeah.
State convention, that's for me, it's on May 6th and May 7th. We go to the BOK Center. We have like a day from like, say, I'm pretty sure it's from like 7, 8 in the morning to like 10 p.m. at night. We're there all day.
Wow.
And the only way you can go to state convention is if you're involved.
Yeah. And so it's taking that step and getting involved.
Yes.
You think that is like... And what inspires you to get involved even though you haven't done it before and like you haven't seen it?
I guess just the way that Chef talks it up.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get involved my eighth grade or my freshman year for FFA, but I did get involved my sophomore and now my junior year.
Is it like after you saw?
It's after I heard so much about it. And I wanted to do a team, but I didn't know how to, like, get on a team.
Yeah.
But then I figured out I just had to ask.
Yeah. Was that a hard step for you?
Asking?
Yeah.
I was just confused on how to get on a team. I didn't know I had to ask. I thought I had to go through this, like, big, long process. And even if I did, I would have still done it. It's just I was confused.
Yeah. I think it's great how you're getting involved in so much. Like, I feel like it must be hard for you time schedule wise, but you seem so passionate about everything you're doing, like just the way you talk about it, especially on our car rides, just you're so excited every time that things get brought up.
Well, our Powderpuff Games, I have to go work that, so I won't be here at Tech those days. Hmm. Because I have to go set up all that, organize it, do the tickets and everything.
We're in a very busy season for Claremore.
We really are.
With Lip Dub and Powderpuff, and I feel like there's more.
Graduation,
the fun run, like everything that's happening. It's just
state conventions coming up too.
Yeah, for FFA and for a lot of things. State.
There's college or not college stuff. There's choir stuff coming up.
Yeah, all the choir competitions.
Mm-hmm. Band, I think. I'm not positive about band.
I don't know if band's in season or not. Yeah, but it's a very busy time. Is it hard for you to pick and choose like what you're doing?
I had to think about, like, when I was going over my schedule for next year, it did take me, like, a week or so to figure out if I wanted to drop tech or not.
Yeah.
But FFA is the way I want to go for my career, so that's what I'm having to decide on.
Okay. And it's just this, like... Is it just like a sense of like you feel like you belong in FFA, which is
yeah, I feel like I definitely belong in FFA. I like the career choice that I've gone with. I'm going into agriculture education, so I'd be doing all the different types of agriculture in order to do teaching.
Do you want to teach at like a high school level?
High school level. I don't think I'd be able to do middle school or elementary.
I completely understand that. Middle school is. Especially now, it's a really awkward time for people in their growth
as
humans. But I mean, I completely understand that. Because I mean, I want to be a high school teacher as well. So I know where you're coming from.
Well, I also feel like high schoolers want to get more involved and that they won't just drop it. Like, I know there was quite a few parents that forced their kids into FFA, during their eighth grade year just to try it. So you don't want to really, you don't want to like sit there and like do all this time on the middle schoolers when they don't want to do, when they don't want to get fully involved.
Yeah. And like high schoolers, you know, they're at that age where they're like making those decisions for themselves, what their interests are, and they're really expanding.
What they want to do for their career and everything along that line.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're really expanding upon themselves.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a really cool thing that you're wanting to teach. Is it more of like, are you wanting to teach because you want to help people?
Want to help people find their way.
Okay.
And I found my way through ag. It's been more than just the blue jacket. It's way more than just the blue jacket.
Yeah. Is that like a saying? Or is...
The blue jacket is part of our uniform.
Okay.
It's how you are identified.
Okay.
It says your state along the cross of the back. And then on the bottom, it says which chapter you're from. So like mine's Claymore. There's Inola. There's multiple.
Yeah. But it's more than just the blue jacket.
It's way more than just the blue jacket. FFA is a family. The blue jacket is mainly there for like competitions to identify who you are, but at the same time, it doesn't identify who you are.
Because you're more than just what's on your jacket. That is an incredible saying. I don't know if you realize that. I don't know if you saw my facial expression when you said that. I was like, oh my God, that is awesome.
It's way more.
And you want to help future students find this out within themselves as well.
Yeah.
That is exactly why I want to teach as well. It's so cool. We've never talked about, why have we never talked about this?
I don't know. Because I just recently, like when I was deciding if I should drop tech for FFA, when I was deciding on that, that's when I decided right then and there that I needed to do teaching for FFA.
Yeah. It's because you realized that FFA was like
way more.
Way more. Yeah. And when making that decision, picking and choosing is so scary.
Yeah.
Like, because culinary, I know you love culinary.
I do love culinary.
I remember when you applied for it, like, you kept asking me, like, all these interview questions, and it's like, I don't know how culinary works. Stop asking me. But, it, like, you were so passionate about it, and now you're, like, having to... I hate that I'm going to say this. You're having to kill your child.
Basically.
In a way, yeah. You're having to kill something that you love.
Because when I was younger, all I wanted to do was do culinary. All I wanted to do was become a chef or become a baker and do all these fun experiments with my food and my dishes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And now that I've started getting more involved with FFA, I've decided that that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's why I decided that culinary isn't right for me anymore.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing about tech as well, is that you thought you were passionate about it, and then you tried it. You had the opportunity to try it before you went out and like really actually went into the workforce, and because that's when you have to make a decision that you can't really go back on. So it's great that you tried it and that you still found this out within yourself. You still found this resolution.
Culinary is something that I will not give up. I'll still end up doing it all the time.
Yeah.
I know I will. I bake bread all the time. I do all this different, all the different stuff, all the freaking time, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, like you were selling bread at the beginning of the school year.
I was.
Yeah, it was good bread too.
Mm-hmm.
You do that again.
I do.
I don't know why you dropped it.
Because no one was buying.
No one was buying. Well, you got to promote it more.
I didn't have anything to promote it on at the time.
You have me.
I do have you.
I know a lot of people, and I can help you with promotion. We'll have to do that. Podcast listeners, buy Kaylee Week Marshall's bread. Buy it. It's good. It's really good. It's really cheap. Yeah. Well, I think you're saying about FFA. I really hope that people listen to this podcast and they kind of resonate with that a little bit. And especially with the picking and choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the stage of life that we're in right now. Is everyone has to figure out their interests and where they want to go. Like, I'm going to reference back to the episode I did with my classmate, Madeline.
Mm-hmm.
We spent that episode talking about her different ideas for the future and her career path and what she wanted to do, but she can't make a decision because there's so much.
It's
again,
so hard.
It's all her baby. You know, it's all her children, all of her interests, and you have to pick one.
It's so hard to pick and choose. It took me, like I said, it took me a little bit But if we have any younger listeners, I really do suggest trying FFA. Yep. And it's really good to get into.
Try it if you're interested.
There's so many different things that can go into agriculture.
Yeah, like I didn't even know that they had specific like agriculture related career fields.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I heard about agricultural communications being a degree, I was like, wait, that is the degree. It's not you get a communications degree and you just happen to like.
Yeah,
there's a specific. And it's like that for a whole bunch of career fields. I didn't know ag was so good.
Yeah, we have an agriculture business degree you can get. I think there's a plant and soil one you can get, so.
Isn't there like a law degree too?
I think so, yeah.
That is crazy. Like, I didn't know ag was so big. Like, I know I keep saying that, but it's still like shocking.
And agriculture is something that we're going to need throughout years upon years.
Exactly.
So basically, you're just preparing the future farmers.
Exactly. And that's a field that's never going to die.
Yeah, it'll never die. And it's depending on which one you go into, it's really good for money as well.
Yeah, we're always going to need people to grow.
Exactly.
And, you know, have cows and whatever. I don't know all the terminology, so I'm not even going to try. But still, that is a really big field. And so it's really cool how you're so interested in it. And it's cool that it's an opportunity, especially in the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's big. You know, we have a lot of farmers here.
We do.
So, yeah. All right. Anything else you got?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? All right. Then I think we're going to go ahead and end this episode here. Thank you so much, Kaylor, for joining me. I really think you inspired some listeners out there today, even if you don't realize it, just talking about your experiences with FFA and how much it means to you, and especially the picking and choosing stuff. I really hope you listeners take something from that, knowing that it's okay to be scared and it's okay to have to pick and choose, but that's just how the cookie crumbles. So, and also try things that you like.
Try new things.
Get out there, be yourself, try doing whatever you want to do. Even if it isn't ag, maybe you're interested in band and you like instruments, but you're not in band. Try band, you know, do it, you know, try choir, try this and that. But anyways, that's the message for this podcast episode. My name's Tyler Kick, again, joined by Kaylor Weeks Marshall. If you want to be a future guest on the podcast, it's open to anybody. Even if I've already interviewed somebody from your program, you're still open to come on and do an episode with me. You can email me at nt.techtalks@gmail.com. It's also linked in the description of wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple, wherever. You can find that email in the description. Or you can come find me. 9:30 is my break time. I'm in the admin building getting my chicken baskets, following Madison around, getting her Dr. Pepper, doing whatever. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. My name's Tyler Kick. This was Tech Talks, and I'll see you guys in the next one.